your sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just checking in on your good vibes.
Yes, we are. How's everybody doing?
How you doing?
I hope everyone's doing great, because I'm doing great for right now.
For now.
That's going to change in 5 minutes. I'll tell you that much.
That's not the attitude we want.
I just know it to be true, but these things happen. Jeez.
Breezy's referring to the crippling anxiety she has right now due to Election Day being today. Anyone
Absolutely.
Else?
Absolutely.
Anyone else?
I talked to my parents about it last night and my girlfriend, and they're like, hey, there's nothing we can do. You just got to do your thing. I'm like, I don't like that answer.
No,
I
you don't.
I don't like that answer whatsoever.
Sometimes, but, Breeze, there's nothing you can do, and that's why you just got to be easy.
But I can't. Oh, yeah,
I'm breezy like a Sunday morning. I'm breezy on Election Day.
So I'm going home this afternoon to vote, because you can't, you know.
Get it done.
My address is Ontario County, so I gotta go down to Ontario County. But I act like it's like so far away. It's literally one county over. But let's get to some other people's vibes, shall we? Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. I'm thinking hot tub and relaxing today. No kids, no darts tonight. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah. Get in that hot tub, Amy. Don't get anything stuck in the filter.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't use the hot tub if it was above 70 degrees outside. I couldn't do it. In the middle of winter, count me in. Summertime? No, thank you.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But it is very real. I mean, being anywhere hot. Hot tub, sauna, steam room. Like,
yeah,
just it relaxes the muscles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really does. You know, I just keep getting all these calls from Walgreens.
For what?
Because they're saying I have photos to pick up.
Of what?
I'm not sure, because honestly, I don't.
They're probably additional copies that they had.
No, they're probably the ones they made.
Yeah, you don't need
that I already picked up 3 years ago, and they're like, we're closing. I'm like, yeah.
Come get them.
You can keep them. So that's strange. Who else is in their good vibes? Please share with us. We have our boy, Jerry.
Jerry!
This might be Jerry from Pontillo's, which I had last night.
If
delicious.
If so, Jer Bear is... He's turning the ovens on early, is he not?
Sure is. And then last but simply not least, we have Linda. Linda says, I'm in my good vibes today, and I just want to remind everybody to get out and vote.
Do your civil duty. Thank you for reminding everyone of that, Linda. We appreciate that.
Amy's back. She says, it's 60 out, LOL, and absolutely refreshing.
She's in it right now.
Only thing... Oh, I'm not gonna keep reading that. Okay, thanks, Amy.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Very inappropriate. How are you?
Pretty good. I was excited to pick up my new car yesterday, and I didn't get around to it, so I got to do it tomorrow instead. Cause you know, it's an exciting purchase.
Yeah,
it's brand new. Yeah, so I got to do that. The vibes are up. Tomorrow night, my parents are coming over for dinner. I really wanted to take them out, but they've been on me for me not inviting them over to my place in the last 8 months.
Yeah, I mean, so, you were there for like a year and a half.
So. They're like, do we get an invite to your place? I was like, let me take you up the street for dinner. Like, no! My mom wants to make something in the crock pot and bring it over. I said, that's okay, fine.
They're coming to your house and bringing dinner?
Yes.
Right. Host of the year?
I said, guys, let me take you out. My mom's like, no, what, let me see the menu first of where you want to go. Okay, yeah. Here. She's like, no.
She's like, we're so good.
All right, Ma, that's fine. They'll come over tomorrow night, hang out for a bit. But overall, yeah, vibes are up. I feel pretty good. It's Election Day. The temp is 75 for the high. We're getting paid on Friday. And, you know, every day above ground's a good day.
That's what they keep saying. That's what they're saying. Got to keep believing it.
What are your vibes this morning?
Vibes are okay. I have a very busy day. I'm just excited to, I don't know, go see my best friend who I haven't seen in a minute down when I go home to vote.
Yeah.
We're going to do dinner.
Oh, good.
Just have some solitude. Maybe just chat a little bit. Throw some chats.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Better talking to her.
I don't understand all the doom and gloom. Like, the voting has not even taken place yet.
Oh,
like,
no, for sure. The voting is just one thing out of many things that I'm actively depressed about. But all is well.
That's why we love you, Breezy. Mm-hmm. It is officially election day.
I know
how excited that makes some of you, while it gives people like Breezy crippling anxiety. But the good news is 133,000 voters in Monroe County have casted their ballots, and so many more showing up to the polls today. If you are planning on coming out, do not do this one thing. It is prohibited by law. People have been getting turned away for doing this. I'll tell you what that is coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. On PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate that. You got Moose and Breezy here. 75 for the high today, and it is the 5th of November. It's officially election day, and I know just how excited this makes some of you, while it gives crippling anxiety to others. But the good news, though, is 133,000 voters in Monroe County have cast their ballots during early voting, and more than 26,000 have returned votes by mail. I mean, obviously, this does not count the amount of people that are going to show up to the polls today.
Right.
If you are planning on coming out, do not wear or display the name of the candidate, the party, or some sort of directional yes, no on how to vote for the props on your shirt. Those things are prohibited by law. You cannot show up with a t-shirt that says vote prop one. That is a no-no. It just
really okay.
And people try doing it and they're like, no, they won't let them vote. You're turned away. Come back, change your clothes.
Oh, so they do make that. So they can come back.
Yeah. You want to come back and wait in line for another couple hours? Sure. That's on you.
Just take your shirt off.
That also is a no-no. When it comes to safety and security at polling sites, you got RPD, Monroe County, you got the Sheriff's Department, and even the town and villages that have their own police departments.
I never even thought about that. That's so crazy.
Yeah. All those police departments are fully aware of the 215 locations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they will be giving them special attention. They're going to be driving by. They're making sure that there's no issues. And of course, the inspectors and voters should know that if they see something going on,
see something, say something
at the polling sites. As for the integrity of your votes, I mean, once you put your ballot in the machine, boom, you can go home. You're done. You can't make any changes.
Right.
There's no, oh, I slipped up. No. Nothing can be done without being done in a bipartisan basis. Every machine, every card that is assigned to a polling site is listed and determined within the system. They're all barcoded, they're sealed, and they know exactly what is where and what has been returned. They keep track of everything. And the bottom line for those who will vote on Election Day today, if you have an issue and you are at the polling location and something happens, just ask for a site manager. That's all you got to do. Polls today are open from 6 a.m. to 9. They opened about 29 minutes ago. The first round of returns will likely be posted by 10 p.m. tonight, and that includes the early votes and the votes by mail that have been received so far. So if you haven't done so and you are registered, you know, get out there and vote, and good luck.
So I hope I can figure out where I'm supposed to be going. I should probably know this way ahead of time, but...
Yeah, that's a...
Oh, I know. It's at the church.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
A lot of the polling sites are. They're at your the town church there, whatever county you're supposed to be voting in.
Yeah.
Coming up in the show, this is a very interesting message from Jillian. Love can be the best feeling in the world, and in the blink of an eye, it can be the most terrible, painful thing you've ever felt, especially at the age of 12. Not only is this a new experience for Jillian's 12-year-old son, but it's a new experience for Jillian as well. I mean, what's a mom to do to turn that frown upside down on a child dealing with the most painful heartache ever? 585-252-9800. We'll get to Jillian's message for Parental Confidential coming up next.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Yeah, it does. Love can be the best thing in the world, and then in the blink of an eye, it can be the most painful thing you've ever felt. And I felt pain, but now I'm just like, I've been through it enough. I'm numb. I don't feel feelings anymore. My co-host thinks that's a sign that I may need therapy. But
no, for sure.
To me, it's just experience.
I've been telling you this for years.
You break up. You're back in the gym convincing yourself, yeah, I'll get that four-pack. You get a new haircut and a wardrobe. Boom! You're a new person. They'll be calling you back in a month. And Jillian from Webster has a 12-year-old who is absolutely devastated, you guys. Take a listen to the message she sent yesterday. Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy. My 12-year-old son was dumped by his girlfriend yesterday morning at school, and he's devastated. Poor kid. I've never seen him so sad in all my life, and they were together for a total of 5 days. I know it's ridiculous and almost humorous, the poor kid is really suffering, and his heart has been smashed into 1,000 pieces. I know it will pass, but what can I do to help him? Unfortunately, his dad's in the Navy. He's overseas for another 2 months. That's hard. So I can't get him to have a chat. My other 15-year-old son thinks it's hilarious, so he's useless in this scenario. I just hate seeing my little guy so sad. I want to make him happy again, but he doesn't even want to talk to me, let alone a hug from me. This is just so out of the blue. I didn't even know he had a lady friend until yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't prepared for this at all. Does anyone have any advice?
She was absolutely blindsided.
The poor kid. Jillian, give this kid some waffles and a milkshake. I, too, was this 12-year-old boy.
Except this was last week. No, I'm kidding.
Girlfriend broke up with me after 4 days of dating, and you would have thought I lost a family member. You got to just let him grieve in peace. He'll get through this.
You're like, what am I supposed to do with all these engravings?
Things remembered. Yeah, 585-252-9800. Guys, we've all been there. And I know to us, it's humorous, it's funny. But when you think back to your first heartache, that especially if you've never felt it before, mm-hmm. It's devastating. It's devastating. And you've never felt that, especially as like a little kid. You don't know how to cope with it.
You don't.
You think it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
Your world is crumbling
beneath you.
Let's help this kid out, you guys. Hit us up, 585-252-9800. We'd love some advice from you. Jillian may be listening, her son too. So let's help him out. I'm down with, just milkshake and waffles.
No, for sure. You have to get his mind off of it. Validate in some way, shape, or form.
Of course. Validate his feelings. Let him know he's going to be okay.
Uh-huh.
But, turn him into a diabetic.
Don't spend too much time sulking and focusing on it.
Yeah, give him a couple days. Not a couple months, a couple weeks. Give him a couple days.
Right.
Because, man, those first breakups are really tough. Hannah, you remember your first breakup? How old were you?
I was like 18.
She's like, it was actually last week.
Yes, this
is the other month. Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually currently going through it right now.
How long were you together?
2.5 years.
Oh, so that was your first real love.
First, yeah.
I know. But he was weird. He was weird.
Oh, you broke up with him?
No, he broke up with me.
Really?
Remember, yeah. he was like, we can only see each other once every 6 months.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, he put a limit on how often we could see each other.
That's a sign of true love right there.
Yeah.
Is this after he went away to school?
Yeah.
Okay.
We both did.
You both went away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, it's tough when you're 18 and you go away to college because after that, especially if you're in separate schools, it's really tough to keep things going, especially when you want to live that college lifestyle.
Right.
All right. Let's get over some text messages. Let's go over to Nancy. Nancy says, validate how he's feeling. I know as adults, these things are pretty ridiculous, but they are valid and painful ruptures for young people.
Mm-hmm.
So do what you like, when you, I don't know what she's saying there. When you lose someone important, love, care, time, something funny, something yummy, self-care, etc. But just let him know that you're there for him. Mike says, validate his feelings, especially if he's hurting. It's not silly to him. Looking back at your first breakup in high school, it was probably silly to adults as well. But he's not going to share his feelings again if he's the punchline.
Right. That's 100%. This person says, remind him of his worth. I mean, at that age, though, do you even know what worth means or what it is?
Well, I don't know. But, you know, when you encourage them and you tell your kids, like, hey, you're a great dude. This has nothing to do with you.
Right.
She's just insecure and selfish. And she's probably hooking up with every guy at school. I don't know, guys. I'm not a parent.
Big T. Huge T.
This is why my time with my niece and nephews are limited.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want you tainting our young boys. Yes. I think, listen, I agree with that parent who says you need to, like, nourish and coddle to a degree, because if you were just like, ah, rub some dirt on it, Johnny, he's never going to open up to you again, and then he's going to struggle alone. And you don't want that as a parent.
But we all got to go through it. We all have to go through it. And my father, when I told you about that breakup I went through, he did think it was silly, because I would be in my room with the doors closed listening to Celine Dion, my life will go on, whatever that song was.
My heart will go on.
My heart from Titanic. And mm-hmm. I remember hearing him laugh. Yeah. He was laughing. Yeah. But I mean, now when I think back about it, I'm laughing too.
It was a little dramatic.
Ryan says, when I was 13 and was devastated by being dumped, my mom held me while I cried. And then she took me to go see Shrek. And my dad, in hindsight, trying so hard to take it seriously, told me that he was truly sorry I was hurting, and he gave me a big hug. But I was still sad for a while. But now, even at 37, I remember those gestures of comfort when I was this kid's age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great text.
This person says, yes, you have to give him moral affirmation. Self-confidence and understanding starts young. And if you don't start it with him that now, he'll never have it. This person says, tell him there were other guys she dated before marrying their dad.
Yeah.
And elaborate on that. Emphasize that, you know, you have to try out a couple different trikes before you actually get settled on one.
Yeah, Lorraine says, my 7-year-old got dumped by her first boyfriend recently after dating for 7 days.
7-year-old?
I felt bad for her, but it was hilarious.
Also, like...
Okay, thank you, Lorraine. Keep up the good work.
Shame on you parents for letting your kids date at age 5.
But it's harmless. It's not dating. What do you think they're doing? They're
holding
hands at school.
It's getting younger and younger.
Nah.
The virginity rate is getting younger and younger.
That's not... I don't think that's what we're... doing here. That's not even close. Holly says, I'm so sorry. First breakups are so painful, and I definitely agree that taking him out for comfort food and maybe some recreation or retail therapy will do wonders for him. I mean, retail therapy does wonders.
Tom Walls.
Retail therapy does wonders for all of us, men and women.
Very true.
Remind him that he's young and many girls will come and go in his life, but you are his mother and you will always be there for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true. Remind your son that women are like RTS buses. One comes around the corner every 15 minutes.
Right.
Of course.
That's such a great comparison, especially on election day. Love that.
Yeah. Hannah's rolling her eyes.
Hannah's like, I'm done with
right,
this.
Okay.
I think
we're done here. Thank you guys so much for all the messages, though. I mean, so relatable. This poor kid, he's going through it. He's hurting. But, Jillian, thank you so much for the messages this morning, and give your son some comfort food and take him out. I don't know. Buy him a PS5. Whatever you see fit.
Has a Chuck E. Cheese. You know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever you see fit. We've all been through it. Thank you guys for all the messages. I know Jillian appreciates
that. He just
starts
breaking up with a new girl every week to like get this big day out.
He's got plenty of time to get his heart broken, but he got the big one out of the way early. That's what counts.
Mm-hmm.
Lot to look forward to.
He did his big one.
All right, guys, we'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on the show. Thank you guys for the messages. We'll be right back.
98PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Today is Election Day. And yesterday at this time, I think we had the chance to talk about election anxiety and how some people have been really just kind of how they've been feeling towards this election. And I've never been a person where I enjoyed talking politics.
Mm-hmm.
I just, it's not really in my DNA, but some of my friends are that way. And they've ruined every casual dinner I have ever been to with them. You know, and to
you
me,
you always need that one guy to ruin everything, you know,
time and a place. And that's just not them. But out of all the days, especially to have a voice heard, today would be that day. And it's important how you choose to use it, because ultimately, I mean, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Your vote can affect all of us. And we have a woman by the name of Stacy on the phone who texted us yesterday. Let's go over to Stacy, who has a few things she wants to share with us when it comes to voting in the election today. Hi, good morning, Stacy.
What up, Stace?
So I messaged you guys yesterday when you guys were talking about election anxiety, because, like, I feel like so many of my friends, including myself, like, have no idea who just all these governors and, like, county elected officials even are.
Well, we kind of said that yesterday, too. I mean, like, there are so many signs and ads running right now for people. And Moose was like, I don't even know who this is. I'm like, Ed's on the screen right now. I don't know who Ed is. Ed White.
Well, it's overwhelming because there's so much research you have to do, right? Mm-hmm. It's your responsibility.
Exactly. It's just like you can't possibly expect people to know what all of, you know, what they stand for and what their policies are. It's just there's so many of them.
Oh, some do. Yeah. A lot of people know exactly who does what and what their policies
are. She goes, it's impossible.
Yeah, I think it's impossible. And, like, my friends and I, like, we really only went to vote for Kamala Harris. But then, like, you know, we're, like, actually at the polls and they're just asking you to vote for all these people that I've never heard of. And so, like, you know, we all just, like, agreed. We all just, like, vote for, like, whatever name we like the best. And, like,
yeah, that's,
I mean,
That's scary for a lot of people to hear right now, I'm sure.
No, that's definitely jarring.
I mean, I don't think it matters. I mean, like, I think the main goal is to vote for the right president. And, like, I don't know how concerned we need to be about, like Rochester and, like, what's happening in, like, the town of Brighton. You know what I mean?
No, it is definitely important. It's concerning. You're making those decisions for a majority of people.
Right.
And you basically went in there.
They don't know who they're voting for either. Like, I feel like there's no way you can convince, like, do you know who every single person,
well, Stacy,
on that ballot is?
I understand what you're saying. I know it's tough. There's a lot of people that do, yeah, heads or tails. However, you went in there yesterday and basically you just chose whatever name sounds best to you on the ballot.
I mean, are you telling me you know who they all are and what they all do?
Like, well, I try to do to the best of my ability before I go in there. I always try to do research and make sure I know who stands for what.
Right.
Because at the end of the day,
the best of his ability, obviously.
Yeah. Are there some people where I didn't know what their stance was? Yes, 100%. So then it's up to you. Am I going to vote right or am I going to vote left on this?
Right.
But if you're going in there to vote, you have a responsibility to know who does what.
I mean, I just like choose like, you know, the name that sounds like the most attractive.
You said
like
that,
most,
right?
Yeah, I wouldn't keep repeating that.
you said that. I know.
But I feel like I'm not the only one. And, like, I don't know anything about the Senate. Like, you know, like, and I feel like a lot of people don't. And, like, I voted for, like, the Cooney guy because I couldn't pronounce the other's name. And it's just like, you know, like, but I feel like that's what happens a lot. And that's why, hold on, let me say, I feel that is why politicians, like, have names. Like, oh, that makes sense. Like, yeah, you sound like a senator. You know what I mean? I can promise you.
You,
like,
are you saying they have a stage name?
I think so. Like, or like, this is your politics name. Like, and I can just say, like, I promise you, I'm not the only person who votes this way.
I know. And you know what? You're probably right. And that's what's so scary is that people like you are going in there and most likely could be determining who's going to be up for our president, our county officials,
our judges,
whoever. because you decide I'm going to do heads or tails. I mean, how many people, though, have done or are willing to admit, yeah, I get where Stacey's coming from. 585-252-9800.
I'm not saying that that's not the case. And I do think there's a lot more people out there like you, Stacey. Although we don't love that, for sure. And I can't sit here and be like, yeah, I know every policy of every person on that ballot. Like, I definitely don't.
Because, like, I mean, they're random. And, like, they don't even have money for commercials. So it's like, how are we supposed to know what they, you know, like, first of all, like, you have a weird name. Like, you couldn't, you don't, and, like, and second of all, like, you don't have money for commercials. So, like, weird name plus I haven't seen you on commercials. Like, honestly, why should I vote for you?
Right.
Okay. Well, that was scary, but thank you so much for calling in, Stacey.
Thank you. I mean, I like listen, like, I think a lot of your listeners probably feel the way that I feel. That's why I wanted to say it, because, like... Yeah,
no, I know. I got your text yesterday when you
texted... She's like, there, I said it.
About, I don't know. I don't think it's the way to go, but like I said, we all have a responsibility to know what we're doing when we actually go in there and vote.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for calling up this morning. Appreciate it. Let's get to some text. Bye, Stacey.
Bye.
Okay,
yeah,
have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Oh, my God. What is going on? All right, let's get to some of your text messages here really quick.
She was on a 10-second delay. I don't know if that was phone or brain, but either way, Stacey was here with us. And there's a lot of people that probably do relate to her, unfortunately.
All right. Let's see. I don't know. It just always drives me absolutely nuts when I hear a 30-something-year-old woman doing a Valley Girl voice in upstate New York. So
right.
It's, Matt says, this girl is killing me right now. These are the type of voters that scare me the most because they can also be the ones responsible for choosing our fate in this country. Yeah, that's what happens when it comes down to voting. Let me get over to... PXY, who's this?
Hi, this is Jordan.
Jordan, what's your thoughts? Go.
Oh, my goodness. I am just in shock. I'm also in my 30s. Mm-hmm. I have voted a couple of, at least once before. But I never go into the polls and vote for somebody that I don't know what they're supporting.
Yeah. And
never.
What you heard, like, is what a lot of people, I'm sure, are doing.
Oh my gosh, it's just mind-blowing to me. I don't understand. How do you vote for somebody that you don't know what they could do to you, to your family, to your children?
Right.
Like, so have you been in a position, Jordan, you've gone in, you saw, you know, you saw what was on the ballot,
absolutely.
And you were just... So you've been in a situation, though, where you're like, I don't know what their stance is, I don't know their views. How did you handle it?
I don't vote. If I don't know information, I'm not going to, you know, make a decision on
right.
somebody else's rights. If they decide they know, you know, I don't think that if you don't know what's going on, that you should be voting for anybody.
I agree. And, you know, everybody has a right to vote. That's your right as a citizen. But there comes a responsibility with being able to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And part of the responsibility is being aware. If you're going to pick somebody, make sure you know what they stand for.
Right.
No, I mean, I totally hear you, but I do feel like there is just so much pressure put on the presidential candidates. And that's really all anybody talks about. And from the sounds of it, I think she knew what was going on with that sense. It's the trickle down effect of all these congressmen, state senates, things of that nature, that there, I'm going to be honest, there's not as much campaigning or things around, I don't know, the propaganda of, oh, the judge or, oh, the state senate. Or, I mean, I don't see it as much as Kamala or Trump.
That's yeah. very true. This presidential election is in itself, just the president candidates are just taking, you know, too much, I think.
They're taking precedent.
Yeah, I think we can all agree that the gravity of this election is there's a lot at stake here. Jordan, thank you so much for the call. Let me go over to another listener. PXY, what's your name? Hello, PXY, you're live on the air.
See ya. Okay. Yeah.
Let me go over to Sarah. We live in a world where every decision, big or small, affects all of us, you guys. So voting is our chance to have a direct say in those decisions. But people like this girl, Stacy, are allowed to vote and make decisions for us. And I think that's freaking scary. And Michelle says that was pretty much me yesterday. I don't know half the people I voted for. So it was just kind of a heads or tail the whole way through. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Pray for us.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I could read right now, but I'm not going to because it's not very nice.
All right, guys. Yeah, there's a lot of people weighing in on this. We'll go ahead. We'll circle back. We'll get to a lot of your calls and texts. Stay there. It's 98PXY. We'll be right back.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98PXY.
Absolutely devastating news. If you saw this at all, New York State Thruway Authority maintenance worker was hit and killed yesterday morning on Monday just after the Buffalo exits when you're heading more towards Pennsylvania. Police responded to the westbound lanes of Interstate 90 near exit 58 in Hanover around 8 a.m. yesterday morning. Investigators determined a westbound vehicle struck a worker outside Thruway Authority vehicle. So I don't know what they were doing or what they were working on. The victim identity has not been released at this time, but the crash remains under investigation. This is why it's honestly so important to follow these work zone speed limits. And I know we had this conversation just a couple weeks ago about how, you know, they're giving out tickets on the cameras and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And I think it's honestly a group effort in the sense of the driver slowing down, but also having the proper signage to know what the speed limit is, where the work zone is, all of that nature. I know that Governor Kathy Hochul has been pushing for worker safety when it comes to road workers since she's been in office. And she says it was the second fatal crash involving a thruway maintenance worker just this year alone. So that is absolutely terrifying. It came just a week after a tractor trailer driver pled guilty to traffic violations that caused a crash on the thruway in Chile back in May that killed another worker as well. So listen, this is something that you need to be hyper, hyper aware of because these road workers are out there trying to just make your commute better and improve the city and state in which you live, and you flying through, giving no regard to their life is simply not acceptable.
No, of course.
So,
like, there are some people who are very mindful, mm-hmm. and then there are people who choose to be reckless. Even yesterday, guy I saw on 490 where they're doing construction
mm-hmm.
Near the Culver exit, the guy was flying through construction. He was doing at least 80, 90 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Did not care, clearly, because right. everybody else slowed down. And I'm like, those are the type of people that are just going to kill someone.
Right.
So just be mindful, especially in those construction zones. So my neighbor yesterday asked me to come to his apartment to help him assemble a bed frame. And I met the guy maybe twice in passing. But being the good neighbor that I am, you know, I wanted to help. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then things took a turn and I felt like got all sexual. It was really bizarre, but I'll share with you how and why all coming up next after the break. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. I thought this was funny because yesterday a neighbor stopped me in the lobby, asked me if I would help him put his new bed frame together with him.
And you've never met this man?
No, I have. At first, like, I thought this was an odd request because I really don't know him. I've met him twice in passing. Okay. Nice guy. But I said, yeah, sure, you know, I'll help out a new neighbor who just moved in. I'm trying to be
helpful.
Helpful. Yeah. Nice
Neighborly.
Guy. Nice guy. But I said, sure, you know, let me whatever you need. And this may sound crazy to you, but I'm at a point in my life where I've watched enough documentaries where I'm fully aware that you can't trust anyone. So I brought a pocket knife with me up to his apartment.
Classic.
It's in the back pocket, you know? And I thought, I was like, this guy's got a nice apartment. I thought I had OCD. This guy's got some serious OCD.
Do you need to have OCD to live in this building?
I think so. I thought
like on the application to move in. They're like, do you suffer from OCD or any mental illness? Check. Do you want to move in?
No, but honestly, Breezy, I thought this was like a Raymore and Flanagan showroom. I mean, everything was just in its place. And I was like, oh yeah, this guy and me are probably going to be friends.
Besties. You guys are just cleaning each other's apartments on Saturday mornings. Love it.
I almost slipped and said Ruby Gordon. No, but Raymore and Flanagan showroom. So no,
absolutely not.
I'm helping him with this bed frame. And I'm like, this is 1,000 pieces. I'm like, oh, why did I agree to this?
Which is hilarious because I mentioned this 2 weekends ago. I did this, put our king bed frame together with my girlfriend. And I said, you need to do this before you get married, move in with somebody, because it's basically like a saw trap. It'll really test your relationship.
Yeah, and it tests your patience.
For sure.
And I've put together a lot of furniture in my day. IKEA, Wayfair, you name it. I've put together, but this was like another level. And I'm like, oh, this guy's bougie. What is this, bamboo wood? He's like, yeah, it's bamboo. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh,
so I'm helping him with the bed frame, and I'm looking at the instructions to do this frame he bought off a website. I think it was called Room and Board. I don't know.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, wow, these are really kind of sexual. Just the assembly, the instructions in general. The whole experience was weird considering as soon as I walked in, I mean, he freaked out that I needed to take off my shoes. I'm like, oh, okay.
You're like, it's like looking in a mirror.
And I was already planning on doing that, but then he didn't even offer me a drink. Like, nothing to drink. I'm like, oh, last time I helped this guy out. So anyways, I took a picture of the instructions with my phone on how to assemble this bed frame, and I thought Breezy and I, and intern Hannah, using our sexiest voices,
so sexy,
could read the instructions over some steamy music, and then you guys tell us on whether or not these instructions are totally sexual.
Okay.
Or maybe it's just me. I don't know. Maybe I need help, which most likely that's probably the case.
Right.
All right, Breeze, you want to start?
I do.
All right, let's get into it, shall we?
So I want to list these parts first. All right. So you're going to need one headboard with 4-inch by 7 by 16 hex head bolts. You know what they say about those head bolts.
Right.
And then 1-foot-long board in more ways than one. Hannah,
go ahead and read number one, directions for putting the leg together. Okay, ready? Sexiest voice, Hannah.
Place headboard on a clean surface with the bottom facing upward.
Ooh.
You're going to line up that leg with headboard's pre-marked holes.
You're going to attach the legs using 4 screws, using pre-marked holes, and then repeat with the other leg.
You're going to place that footboard on a clean surface with the bottom facing upwards.
You're going to line up leg with footboard's pre-marked holes.
A lot of holes.
Attach the legs using 4 screws, using those pre-marked holes. And then repeat that with the other leg.
By the way, this is a 2-person assembly. So you're going to lean that headboard up against the wall near your desired replacement, with one person holding the side rail and the other person holding the bracket. You're going to hand start those bolts to avoid cross-threading and tightening. We hate a cross-thread.
Really?
That ruins the entire experience.
You get into some hairy territory with a cross-thread. Okay, go ahead, Hannah.
Number two, Hannah.
Okay. Remove locking screw from the footboard bracket with the side rail at a 90-degree angle.
Ooh.
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 Ooh, ooh.
Lift one end into footboard post by slipping connecting posts off the side rail into interlocking keyhole on headboard bracket.
Not the keyhole.
Oh my god, that's the worst part. You gotta place those slates on that side rail, matching the slots in each slate to the rivet on the side rails.
Tab rails with rubber mallet.
Yeah.
To ensure they're in that locked position. Just
by the
tap
way,
that ass, you know what I'm saying?
Tools needed for this job were a Phillips screwdriver, which he did not have.
Yeah, but you sure did.
A rubber mallet or hammer. He didn't have that either. And then a socket with a ratchet or a wrench. I mean, I was like, the whole thing was just like, I'm like, dude, you are totally unprepared and you're not even giving me a drink either.
You got to repeat that process on either side of the rail and reinsert and tighten those loose screws.
What do you think I did halfway through?
Gave up? What I would do.
Yes. I texted my buddy. I was like, hey, man, do you mind calling me and saying it's an emergency?
So classic. I do that with my girlfriend. She's like, you're not even on the phone. No one even called.
Like every single woman that's ever been on a horrible date, I texted my buddy. I was like, hey, you got to call me and get me out of this situation. He's like, what's the matter? Where are you? I was like, I'm putting together a bed frame for a neighbor I met twice. He forced me to take my shoes off. I have a pocket knife with me.
Yeah.
I'm dehydrated.
I don't know how you find yourself in these situations. Yes.
Because I'm constantly agreeing to help somebody when I really want to say no. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it comes down to. Sometimes you just have to say no, and I'm learning how to do that. So my buddy calls me, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm so sorry. I got to head out. And he's like, oh, all right.
Not even remotely done, but sounds good.
We weren't even close to being done.
Same thing happened to me last night. We put together a 9-cube organizer, and I bought it, and I looked at my girlfriend. I was like, we should put this together together.
Yeah.
She was like, together? I was like, yeah, like, you do it. She's like, no, you're going to do it. Naturally, I assembled it all wrong. We had to redo it 4 times. There was a lot of instructions about pegging and all these other things. And I was just like, I can't read all of a sudden. So,
yeah, I'm telling you, putting together furniture will test your patience, especially if you do it as a couple. I mean, I've seen marriages end.
Together. You know when people go into church for the pre-cana and they have to like do all those things to make sure that they're good to go and their marriage is going to succeed? They should bring them to an IKEA before they 100%. Go through all that stuff. And be like, hey, put this together. If you guys can make it out alive, we'll sign your marriage certificate.
If you could put this credenza together in a half hour without killing each other, that's it.
It's meant to be.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show, you guys. 75 for the high today. It's an interesting question that's been being asked, but should you be allowed to take off work during Election Day? With full pay. And most people are saying, yeah, it should be a federal holiday. And I don't know. I think I would agree with that. How many people today are leaving work early or going in late or just, you know, taking a longer lunch break? Because most employees know or employers know that people are out voting today. They can't really tell you, hey, you're late.
Right. You know? Yeah.
So, however, you know, the counter argument, though, to this in making a federal holiday is that do we really need it now that early voting is a thing?
Well, I mean, you do because Election Day is Election Day and that's what it's always going to be. And some people don't trust early voting or absentee ballots or anything of that nature. They want to vote on Election Day because that's what they have been doing their whole life. And a lot of people are weighing in on this. And this person said, I thought this was already a law. Companies have to allow up to 4 hours of paid time for you to vote. And they have to have coverage for you while you're doing so. I mean, just like companies can't give you grief for being on jury duty. It's your civil duty to do voting, jury duty, all these things that you're basically being mandated to do.
I don't know legally if a company has to give you paid time off, depending on the size of the company. You know, like, I don't know. I don't know how that works. If you're a larger company and you got over 50-plus employees, then, yeah, I would assume they have to give you, like, 4 hours of pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let us know what you guys think. 585-252-9800 is the number to hit us up here at PXY Mornings because I'm interested to hear how some of you with more high-intensity jobs are able to step away. Because what if you're a nurse on a 12-hour shift in the ICU and you're just not capable of doing early voting either? Also, how many feel that companies need to just give you paid time off for the full day or just have the day off and go vote?
Well, I think the argument is here because I just looked it up. It is a New York State election law that was in Chapter 56 back in 2020. Companies do have to give you up to 4 hours to vote. Paid time off.
Yes, but there's got to be a rule in there because if you're a company and you have 2 employees, I don't know if.
I mean, it's the law though. Like I'm on the whatever site this is. that has all the laws for New York State. I mean, I'm not saying this is every state. I'm saying the state
right.
that we're
well,
in.
Well, New York.
But,
New York.
But also, like, there's a lot of people that are just pushing for today as a whole to be just a day off, like Veterans Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, Martin Luther King Day. There's a lot of people that want that because, you know, it is stressful. Well, like you are saying, Moose, if you do work for a smaller company, although it is the law, it does feel like, you know, we get unlimited PTO here, but yeah. we don't always, like, when we go to use it, they're like, you know, they give us a side eye. It's like, well, it's unlimited. It's like, well, is it really unlimited? There's that guilt there.
Yes, it's hard to do without feeling guilty.
Right.
Because they did a poll. They were asking people if Election Day should land on a Saturday instead of a Tuesday, if they should move it.
Mm.
And to be honest, a majority of people said, no, we don't want this to be a weekend thing. Keep it on a Tuesday.
Also, I mean, just to think about it from a standpoint of having it on a weekend versus a weekday. And I think this is another reason why people would push for it to not have a paid holiday leave in the sense for voting is because people will have more opportunity to, and I'm not necessarily saying people will do this, wreak havoc if they have nothing else to do, nothing else to get them back on track with their time, their job. If they have nothing to fill their time on the day of Election Day, your mind wanders. You go to a dark place, things of that nature.
Mm. Let me get to some of your texts coming in here. The first one is a message from James who says, hi, Moose Breezy. You know, I think the other thing about this is all the people that work long 12-hour shifts that can't take time off to go vote. And I'm talking about firefighters, policemen, EMTs that would not, excuse me, not be able to vote without an absentee or mail-in. Then Nina says, my boss officially had a talk with us this week that if we wanted to take time off today to go vote, we need to let him know a week in advance, ahead of time, if we were voting for a specific candidate that he supports. Then he said, no problem, take all the time you need. You didn't even have to let him know early. And I'm pretty sure he can get fired for this.
Really not legal.
I don't know if, yeah, Nina, that's very interesting.
It's literally not legal.
Take all the time you need if you're going to vote for the person I'm voting for. If not, you got to be back here in the
just
next
minute. Just lie. Whatever. I mean.
First of all, as a manager, you can't ask anybody. It's not how it works.
You can't do that. Not at all. But honestly, I think that if you are, and a lot of, I don't know, I just keep going back to the early voting. And I know a lot of people voted early. I know you voted early.
Yeah.
I just, for whatever reason, I just don't trust it. I just don't trust it. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I just don't. And then I think about all the nurses and the doctors that work these long 12-hour shifts, and maybe they're working into the night and they have to go early in the morning or right before their shift and they're exhausted. You know what I mean? The last thing they want to do is wait in line for 4 hours when they should be sleeping.
No, and I get that. Listen, there's always going to be conversations, and I've heard these conversations at the dinner table during holidays with that. Everybody has that crazy uncle that loves talking politics mm-hmm. all year round. And it's one of those things. Can you trust early voting? Can you not? Nobody can know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I do what I have to do because I have to do it, and it's my right to do it. And whatever happens, happens as far as the end result.
Right.
I think whatever happens today, guys, we can all agree, we're really in this together. Are we really going to have a president elected that unifies all of us as a whole?
No.
Probably not. But whatever the outcome is today, it is what it is, and there will be people who refuse to accept that outcome, but I think the best thing we could do is come together, as cheesy as that sounds, and trust me, I get it. I hear what I'm saying. But what other choice do we really have? You know?
I think one more thing on making this a federal holiday that somebody brings up that I didn't really think about. They said, also, if this was a federal holiday, there would be no school.
Right.
So it could actually make it harder for people with kids to go vote.
And that's a very,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
that's
really
an interesting,
think about that.
It's an interesting angle. Thank you for bringing that up. Let me get over to Kevin real quick. He says, I own a company with 9 employers here in Rochester. I'm very open to allowing my employees to take the time they need to go and vote today, which I told them go ahead, do it. I prefer they do it on their lunch break, but giving them an entire day off with pay to go vote, I don't think isn't necessary. Plus, I do agree. That's why early voting is a thing. Mm-hmm. Polls are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. today, you guys. So the first round of returns will likely be posted by 10 p.m. tonight. And that includes the early votes and the votes by mail that have been received so far.
Correct.
So you got PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Officially election day today. I know just how excited this makes some of you, while it gives crippling anxiety to others, like our friend Breezy here. You know, the good news is you have 133,000 voters in Monroe County who have casted their ballots during early voting. And then more than 26,000 have returned votes by mail. A lot of people coming to the polls today. If you are planning on coming out, this is a no-no, you guys. You do not wear or display the name of a candidate, the party, and or some sort of direction on yes, no, on how to vote for the props. Those things are prohibited by law, and people have been turned away. Mm. You can't show up with a t-shirt that says vote Prop 1. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So when it comes to safety and security at polling sites, RPD, you got Monroe County Sheriff's Office, you have town and villages that have their own police departments, and they're all very fully aware of all the 215 locations. So they're going to be giving them special attention, driving by, making sure that there's no issues. And of course, the inspectors and voters should know that if anybody sees something, they're asking you to 100% say something.
See something, say something.
As for the integrity of votes, once you cast your ballot in the machine, boom, you go home. You're done. You can't make changes. You can't go back. I made a mistake. I'm so sorry. Nothing can be done without being done in a bipartisan basis. So every machine, every card that is assigned to a polling site is listed and determined within the system. Mm-hmm. They're barcoded, they're sealed, and they know exactly what is where and what has been returned, and they keep track of all of that. So bottom line for those who will vote on Election Day today, if you have an issue and you're at the polling location and something happens, just ask for a site manager. Every single location has one. Polls are going to be open from 6 to 9 today. First round of returns will likely be posted by 10 p.m. tonight. We've seen this in the past where it's taken days.
Yeah.
We don't know yet. So this includes the early votes and the votes by mail that have been received so far. So if you haven't done so and you are registered, get out there and vote today, and good luck.
Let's get that off our chest, shall we?
It's time for a little segment called There I Said It, and people love to call out their significant others on the show. Every time we do this segment, I don't know what it is, but send us your messages and unpopular opinions to 585-252-9800. There I Said It is coming up next.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to clear the air this morning and get something off your chest for There I Said It. All of our friends are weighing in. They're pissed.
People are feisty today.
Well, it's election day.
What more can we expect, you know?
Lindsay says, if you're over 30 and wearing Crocs, you're pathetic. There I said it. Okay, I've never owned a pair of Crocs in my life.
Oh, that is not true for me.
Really?
I used to be the Croc queen in the sixth grade.
Oh, in the sixth Croc grade. Well, you're she's saying if you're over 30 and wearing Crocs, kind of like our coworker down
there. Oh, wait, I still have them. I still have all of them.
I always thought it was fun that you can buy the little accessories?
The giblets.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
It's a giblet.
Yeah.
You could put them right in the holes on the crock.
Yeah. Put those giblets in the holes. You know what I'm saying? It really just jazzes them up. It dresses them up. My girlfriend loves crocs. Loves them.
Hannah, you own a pair of crocs?
No.
You don't strike me as a woman.
No, not a croc girly. No, you're not.
No. Okay.
Mine for today, I've been chomping at the bit to have this said. If you have reached a point in your life where you have to block someone on Venmo, you're at a dark place. There, I said it. There, I said it. I'm sorry, but it's over. Like, why do you feel the need to be so bothered by someone that you have to block them on Venmo? That is not somewhere I would be blocking anyone.
I wouldn't even know how to find if someone blocked me on Venmo. That's how little I use it. To notice if somebody blocked you on Venmo is crazy.
Well, if you go to pay them and you can't, or they've blocked you in the past, trust me, this has happened to me more times in the past couple months than I would like to admit.
I guess you don't owe anyone money then.
I guess I'm never paying anyone back.
That's on that. What's the most,
love that.
What is the most ridiculous thing you've ever been blocked on? I think Venmo would probably be the pettiest.
Venmo is the most ridiculous thing to block me on, and you know who you are.
Oh,
I mean,
calling people out.
No, but like, it's just ridiculous. Like, blocking someone on Venmo is not baller. It's not cool. You're not making a point. You just look stupid. There, I said it.
All right.
Sorry.
No apologies needed. Carly says, I'm 28 and I hate the taste of coffee. I don't know how people drink it. It smells way better than it actually tastes. There, I said it. Carly, you're not wrong. It smells phenomenal when you put it in the filter. When you open up that canister or bag, coffee smells incredible. Is it bitter? Eh, yeah.
It's very not, much so.
It took a long time for me to just drink it straight, and that's what I'm doing. Dave says dogs in clothing is a bit ridiculous. There, I said it. All right. Not a fan of dogs in clothes.
Well, this is playing off of what we talked about. You told me off air, but I just think that this person says, I don't know, they didn't write their name. They said, I think it's okay to let pets pass away rather than spend thousands of dollars on their care when you don't know how much time they have left. You're telling me you're spending $6,000 on a 13-year-old cat? Make it make sense.
People do it day in and day out. And if you have a pet, especially if you've had a pet for 12, 13 years, then you get it. They're your family. And there's no amount of money in the world you would not spend to get them better. That's just how it goes. It's like almost putting a limit on how much money you would spend on a sick child.
Why do I feel, but I agree, but why do I feel like pets take precedent?
Because
a lot of the time.
Because people are sick of each other. and you know,
I love my dog. Why? Because it can't talk back to you and tell you you're wrong. Sorry.
Let's go over to Carly. Stop pressuring everyone to vote. If people don't care about voting or hate both people running for the presidential election, then it's their right to not have their voice heard. There, I said it. Hot take. All right. Let me go over to Michelle that says, oh, wow, she wrote this in all caps. Stop making one-ply toilet paper. I just had the worst accident before work. That's all I'm going to say. There, I said it. Thank you so much for that, Michelle. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Wash your hands, will ya?
Oh, my God.
Gross.
I cannot.
I think mine for today is, Hannah, I'm going to get to you in a second, but I have a dentist appointment next week.
Yeah.
And I think I may be the only person that finds going to the dentist's office therapeutic. I do. There, yeah. I said, I enjoy laying in that chair and doing nothing. I just don't want them talking to me when they have 10 utensils in my mouth.
They are talking to you with a scalpel.
You got plans this weekend, Moose?
Slice his tongue.
That's me. I do find the dentist therapeutic, where as a kid, I was absolutely terrified.
Good. I'm glad.
Mine for today.
Yes.
Is that Long Island bagels are superior, and being upstate is really breaking my heart.
Oh my God.
Well, have you ever been to Brugger's?
I have.
She goes, ew.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, yeah. But it's not It's not Long Island.
I mean, come on. Yeah, I think people know that.
Yeah, that's
you guys over in Long Island using a block of cream cheese on one bagel.
Yeah.
Your bagels are very good.
It's all,
but they're a dime a dozen.
It's all in the water, Hannah.
It is.
You know how many people in L.A. when I was living there were shipping their water from New York to California to make their pizza?
It's worth it.
Yeah. Wow. It's all in the water. Mm-hmm. Sup, guys? Want to know how to be happy? Don't get into a relationship. Pretty simple, actually. Also, Rome Cafe has the best espresso martinis there. I said it. All right. That came in from Nicole. She is so not into relationships. And it sounds like she's just going to start drinking a bunch of espresso martinis.
She's pissed. Honestly, invite me. Count me in. I'm coming.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
It's another episode of Boomer versus Zoomer on PXY Mornings. This is the game where intern Hannah or intern Jackie and myself we'll go head-to-head to see who knows more about one another's generation. Jackie and Hannah are both Gen Z. I, myself, am a millennial. Probably the best generation to walk the length of the planet, but Breezy is the host of Boomer vs. Zoomer. And a good one at that. So she's going to be keeping score for today's round. We should probably go over to intern Jackie and introduce her. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. You should tell everyone who you are because nobody knows you.
Yeah, where do you go to school? Tell us about yourself.
I know, I'm a mystery. I go to SUNY Geneseo. I'm 19 years old. And technically, I'm a junior there.
Technically.
What? At 19?
Yeah, I took so many college classes in
high school. She's just so smart.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's get this game started, shall we? Jackie, thanks for joining us this morning. Breezy, you're going to keep track of the score, right?
Yes, I am. So, and I will be asking the questions as well.
Hannah did win yesterday, so it's only fair we go ahead and pass this one over to Jackie today, so you go ahead and start.
Okay. Jackie, I will be asking you a series of questions that mostly millennials will know. Moose, I will be asking you a series of questions that mostly Gen Z people know. So, if you, on the off chance, do not know the answer to said question, you have the opportunity to have it stolen by your opponent. Let's get into it.
All right, question one.
Jackie, first question. Can you name all six characters in the TV show Friends?
Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, Phoebe.
Period.
Nice job. One on the board
would definitely not be able to do that.
Our girl Jackie.
All right. Moose. What words does Post Malone have tattooed underneath his eyes? You're a big Post fan.
I mean, not enough to like pay attention to that.
Well, it's iconic. It's part of his brand.
Both eyes, right?
Yeah, well, one under each eye, yeah.
Beer bong and Bentleys?
No. Come on, Jackie, you know this.
No, I don't.
I don't know what it says under his eyes.
Come on, honestly, we play this guy every single morning. Take a stab at it.
Post Malone.
The correct answer is always tired, so you both got that wrong.
All right, let's move on.
And we're back to Jackie. Jackie, who sang the song with the famous line, "I like big butts and I cannot lie"? Who sang that song? It's iconic.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know the artist.
Moose?
What?
Do you know the answer?
You're going to take a stab at it or no?
Will.i.am.
Will.i.am. Moose, would you like to steal?
I think I will. It was between two artists, but if I'm thinking of the right one, I want to say Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot is correct. One for one. You guys are all tied up.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. I feel good about today's round.
Moose, what does the term dank mean?
Oh, dank?
Dank.
When something smells absolutely horrific?
That is simply not true.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of just like nasty to you.
Are you guys good? He literally just said.
I don't, dude, I'm going on an hour of sleep right now. I
okay,
don't know.
We should sleep before our internship. It's actually the opposite. It's really, really good. You know, people are like, this is dank weed.
No, I don't know.
I actually genuinely, I don't think I've ever heard that.
All right, well, you guys are uncultured. Okay, wow, yeah, this is not going as planned. All right.
What's the score? Why don't you?
It's 1-1 right now.
All right, let's keep it at.
There's no points being added to the board whatsoever.
I'm embarrassed.
Jackie,
yeah.
What is the name of Celine Dion's 4-time Grammy-winning song that was featured in the movie Titanic?
My Heart Will Go On.
That is very true. Thank
nice
you.
Nice job. Thank 2 you, on the board.
You. Redemption era.
Literally floundering. Okay, Moose, this is actually great. What are the birth years typically assigned to Generation Z, a.k.a. Zoomers? What years were they born in?
I'm going to say... Gen Z comes after millennial, correct?
Yep.
85?
What? What? 85 what?
What? 1985.
I'm a millennial.
Right, but that's the cutoff is 84. So after 84...
I was not born in the 80s, my guy.
Oh, that's right.
Right. What? What?
Wait a second. Breezy, 1995.
You think that's the cutoff?
Yeah, yeah.
Simply not true. It's 1997 to 2012.
97?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To 2012. So when were you born?
2005.
Okay, you just made it.
You just made it.
All right, well, everything's going swimmingly. All right, we'll give it one more go for each of us. Jackie. Tom Hanks wasn't paid for which role in one of his iconic films? What film was he not paid for? I would actually argue his most iconic film.
Forrest Gump.
He was not paid. Ding. No, she got that right.
All right, whatever.
She got that right. Okay. And we'll go for the zinger for this last one. Perfect.
I would have said Castaway, to be quite honest
really?
With you. Yeah.
I don't know why he wasn't paid for that. Moose, what is it called when you successfully send Snapchats back and forth with one person for multiple days in a row?
Fire streak? Hot streak?
It's a snap streak, but I'm going to give that to you
because
that's the emoji.
I don't know.
All right, well.
Did I win?
No. You got 2, Jackie got 3.
Oh, really? Congratulations.
Wow, guys. That was really bad. Yeah, that was really bad. I think we'll cancel the game.
I don't think it was really bad at all. We still got some right, we got some wrong, and that's how a game works. I don't think there's anything to... Are you ashamed?
Yeah.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98PXY. 98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2011 film The Ides of March, starring Ryan Gosling, George Clooney, and of course, Rochester's own Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with it being election time, this film just made sense.
It hit too close to home, if I'm being honest.
Before Breezy breaks down the film for us in her review, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday on Booster Piece Theater. What's going on?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I was working on the campaign in Iowa and there was a party. Oh my God. In one of the rooms. And I took the governor a hard copy of the polling numbers.
After the party.
Around midnight. I just say in the doorway, talking. There's a typo.
Stood. Yay.
Stay?
Stood? I stood in the doorway. Sure. Hold on, the music ran out.
Right.
All right, wheels are falling off.
I just stay. I just stood in the doorway, talking to him for a while, and then he just reached behind me, and I closed the door.
How many times?
Just once, Steven, I swear.
Then why is he calling you?
Because I didn't know where else to go, and I needed $900.
For what?
Because I'm pregnant, okay? I'm Catholic, and I can't go to my dad. Don't you get it, Steven? I'm pregnant! Oh my God. Oh my God, what have I done? What have I done?
God, I mean, you get an A for just being over the top like you always are.
And rolling with the punches, you know what I mean?
Extremely dramatic.
Just so good.
If you haven't seen the film, here's the breakdown. As Ohio's Democratic primary nears, charming Governor Mike Morris, played by George Clooney, seems a shoo-in for the nomination over his opponent. Morris Press Secretary Stephen Myers, played by Ryan Gosling, believes in his candidate's integrity in the Democratic process. But Myers meeting Pullman's campaign manager and a young intern played by Evan Rachel Wood set in motion events that threaten Morris's election chances. It always comes down to that one governor and the intern. Yikes. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 84%. I thought it was a great movie, but it's your review. Go ahead.
I'm just shocked a girl's name is Evan, but these things happen.
Did this movie hold up, Breezy?
It was very, very timely for where we are right now. I felt like I was living my everyday life, to be honest.
Did this film give you anxiety?
Of course.
Yeah.
It just spiked it up even higher than it already was. So thanks for that. Not you diminishing my mental health. Can I say one thing? Ryan Gosling is one of those actors, and I feel like we can talk about this at some point, one of those actors who just, in my opinion, never ages.
Well,
A Place Beyond the Pines, yeah, it maybe looks a little grungier than normal, but like, kind of stays stagnant for me.
Breeze, you don't understand, though. When it comes to all the makeup and the lighting and then post-production and the color contrast they use and the filters and all that, they look a little bit different off camera. So, yeah, they do age. But would I like to look like him? Sure.
But also, not to get too far away, I just watched Anna Kendrick's new movie. She also is one of those people that looks the same in every movie.
Yeah.
She doesn't age. I'm not sure what's going on. George Clooney, let's talk about him for a second in this film.
The salt and pepper.
Literally, first of all, played the role so well because there was no disbelief that he wasn't a governor of some sort. He looked the part. He played the part. He was the part. First of all, he directed this movie, screenplay, also was involved in, produced.
Yep.
He had his hands in all of the pots when it came to this movie, especially acting in it.
I mean, he's one of those, he's the triple threat in Hollywood.
Right.
If you can write, direct, and act, and do all three very well, like George Clooney, you're set. You're set. Hollywood loves you.
Obsessed. Also, the scene with the phone call that we acted out, crushed.
Okay, who crushed?
Me. Obviously.
Did you have a favorite character in the film? Was it George Clooney?
No, it was actually Philip Seymour Hoffman, just
I would
because
agree.
RIP. And my favorite scene in the movie was when he was giving the speech about loyalty to Ryan Gosling's character.
Yeah.
About he wanted to leak the information and all that
stuff. It's a great scene. Philip Seymour Hoffman was one of those method actors that can play anything and anyone, and it was always so believable. He's so missed in the industry and just as a person. Did you have
honestly gone too soon?
100%. Did you least favorite scene in the film?
You know, the whole suicide note of it all was a lot.
Yeah.
That was definitely a lot. We talk about that all the time.
If you guys are just joining us right now and tuning in, we're doing Breezy's big movie review. Last night, she watched The Ides of March, starring Ryan Gosling, George Clooney, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and of course, the very lovely Evan Rachel Wood.
There was nothing about this movie that was not believable.
It's
that's
one
what
of
I love
films.
About it.
Right. I mean, well, the, you know, Human Centipede is also one of those films.
Really?
Did you have a best throwback moment? I mean, it is 2011, the film, so I don't know how many you caught.
Yeah, it wasn't that throwbacky. I mean,
probably the men's ties.
Right. I mean, who still wears a tie? I don't know.
Well, no, it's just that the skinny ties are in now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, Breezy, out of 5 popcorn buckets.
Good movie. Definitely good movie. Definitely ramped up the anxiety tenfold. But I'm giving it, out of 5 popcorn buckets, a 4.2.
I would have gone with 4.5, but that's your review.
Crushed it. So. Absolutely crushed it. But I'm really glad. Just got me in the election spirit.
Overall, I'm glad you enjoyed the movie, but I'll ask you like I ask you every week, what's the one thing you learned from the film that you're able to take away from?
Every single person in office is a crook.
Wonderful. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Today being election day, I know yesterday on the show we had the chance to talk about election anxiety and how some people have been feeling towards this election. And I've never been a person where I enjoyed talking politics. Maybe as I've gotten a little older, that's changed because it affects all of us.
Right.
But out of all the days, today is especially the day where you really have a voice. And it's important how you choose to use it. Because ultimately, we're all in this together. And your vote can affect all of us. And we got this text from Stacy yesterday, who's on hold with us right now, who explain to us how she votes. And I was like, well, this is very interesting.
Right.
Let's get over to our girl, Stacy, who has a few things she wants to share with us when it comes to voting in the election today. Hi, good morning, Stacy.
What up, Stace?
So I messaged you guys yesterday when you guys were talking about election anxiety, because like, I feel like so many of my friends, including myself, like have no idea who just all these governors and like county elected officials even are.
Well, we kind of said that yesterday too. I mean, like, there are so many signs and ads running right now for people, and Moose was like, I don't even know who this is. I'm like, well, Ed's on the screen right now. I don't know who Ed is. Ed White.
Well, it's overwhelming because there's so much research you have to do, right? Mm-hmm. That's your responsibility.
Exactly. It's just like you can't possibly expect people to know what all of, you know, what they stand for and what their policies are. It's just there's so many of them.
Oh, some do. Yeah. A lot of people know exactly who does what and what their policies
are. She goes, it's impossible.
Yeah, I think it's impossible. And like my friends and I, like we really only went to vote for Kamala Harris. But then like, you know, we're like actually at the polls and they're just asking you to vote for all these people that I've never heard of. And so like, you know, we all just like agreed. We all just like vote for like whatever name we like the best. And like,
yeah,
I mean,
That's scary for a lot of people to hear right now, I'm sure.
No, that's definitely jarring.
I mean, I don't think it matters. I mean, like, I think the main goal is to vote for the right president. And, like, I don't know how concerned we need to be about, like Rochester and, like, what's happening in, like, the town of Brighton. You know what I mean?
No, it is definitely important. It's concerning. You're making those decisions for a majority of people.
Right.
And you basically went in there.
They don't know who they're voting for either. I feel like there's no way you can convince, like, do you know who every single person
Stacey,
on that ballot is?
I understand what you're saying. I know it's tough. There's a lot of people that do, yeah, heads or tails. However, you went in there yesterday and basically you just chose whatever name sounds best to you on the ballot.
I mean, are you telling me you know who they all are and what they all do?
Like, well, I try to do to the best of my ability before I go in there. I always try to do research and make sure I know who stands for what.
Right.
Because at the end of the day,
to the best of his ability, obviously.
Yeah. Are there some people where I didn't know what their stance was? Yes, 100%. So then it's up to you. Am I going to vote right or am I going to vote left on this?
Right.
But if you're going in there to vote, you have a responsibility to know who does what.
I mean, I just like choose like, you know, the name that sounds like the most attractive.
You said that, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't keep repeating that.
you said that. I know.
But I feel like I'm not the only one. And, like, I don't know anything about the Senate. Like, you know, like, and I feel like a lot of people don't. And, like, I voted for, like, the Cooney guy because I couldn't pronounce the other's name. And it's just like, you know, like, but I feel like that's what happens a lot. And that's why, hold on, let me say, I feel that is why politicians, like, have names. Like, oh, that makes sense. Like, yeah, you sound like a senator. You know what I mean? I can promise you.
You,
like,
are you saying they have a stage name?
I think so. Like, or like, a, this is your politics name. Like, and I can just say, like, I promise you, I'm not the only person who votes this way.
I know, and you know what? You're probably right, and that's what's so scary is that people like you are going in there, and most likely could be determining who's going to be up for our president, our county officials,
our judge,
our judges, whoever,
mm-hmm.
because you decide I'm going to do heads or tails. I mean, how many people though have done or are willing to admit, yeah, I get where Stacey's coming from.
585-252-9800. I'm not saying that that's not the case, and I do think there's a lot more people out there like you, Stacey. Although we don't love that, for sure. And I can't sit here and be like, yeah, I know every policy of every person on that ballot. Like, I definitely don't.
Because, like, I mean, they're random. And, like, they don't even have money for commercials. So it's like, how are we supposed to know what they, you know, like, first of all, like, you have a weird name. Like, you couldn't, you don't, and, like, and second of all, like, you don't have money for commercials. So, like, weird name plus I haven't seen you on commercials. Like, honestly, why should I vote for you?
Right.
Okay. Well, that was scary, but thank you so much for calling in, Stacey.
Thank you. I mean, I like listen, like, I think a lot of your listeners probably feel the way that I feel. That's why I wanted to say it, because, like, yeah.
No, I know. I got your text yesterday when you
texted. She's like,
there
I said it.
About, I don't know. I don't think it's the way to go, but, like I said, we all have a responsibility to know what we're doing when we actually go in there and vote.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for calling up this morning. Appreciate it. Let's get to some text. Bye, Stacey. Stacey?
Bye.
Okay,
yeah,
have a good
bye.
Day.
Okay, you too.
Oh, my God. What is going on? All right, let's get to some of your text messages here really quick. I'm.
She was on a 10-second delay. I don't know if that was phone or brain, but either way, Stacey was here with us. And there's a lot of people that probably do relate to her, unfortunately.
Yeah, possibly. It blows my mind that there are 30-something-year-old women doing a Valley Girl voice in upstate New York. I never really understood that. Calls are coming in. Hi, PXY, who's this?
Rachel.
Hi, good morning, Rachel. What's your thoughts this morning?
Honestly, like, just turning that on, I was so appalled and upset at what she was saying. Like, it's...
A lot of people.
Like, not only being a woman, but also a Democrat, like, her saying that in the Valley Girl voice and kind of just shooting down everything we're trying to do, like, she just sounded ridiculous. Like, I know everyone has the right to vote, but, like, that other girl was saying, you have a responsibility to know what you're doing with that vote.
Right.
Right, correct.
Because sometimes it does come down to a couple of votes. And I'm a woman in my 30s. I have 3 children.
Mm-hmm.
All of which are girls. So, like, to me, this election is extremely important.
Yeah. Right. And there's a lot weighing on this election.
Yeah, there's a ton weighing on it. And the fact that she's saying that we don't need to be concerned locally as well is ridiculous.
This is like, I know.
Like, that's actually the biggest thing that has an impact on us as of right now.
If you could see right. The look on Breezy and I's face behind the scenes while she was talking, there was a lot of eye rolling and just shaking our heads in complete shock.
Right.
Because
it makes
there's...
me wonder if she even turned the ballot over where it had, like, the prop one.
No, no, probably not. She's yeah. Probably not.
Plus the fact that she's, like, basing it off of names. Like, this is not, I don't know. Like, it yeah. just reminds me of, like, people who watch Survivor and they're like, oh, I like him. He's super cute. Like, no.
This just is... shooting from the hip.
Yeah. Like, at the very least, I feel, because I, like, the first time I voted, I did go in there and I like did not know all the candidates and I yeah. was like, oh my God, what do I do? And I kind of panicked.
Right. Yeah.
But then I thought about it for a minute. And I'm like, okay, at the very least, like I'm going to vote within my party because these people are going to support my core values.
Right.
Then that's really what it comes down to. But you should know enough if you're going in there to vote to be able to do just that at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people.
At the
very least.
At the very least. And there's people, Rachel, like Stacey, that just called in. If you think she's the only person doing it, oh my Lord, that's a huge wake-up call, because there are thousands of people that could potentially going to the polls today on Election Day and doing exactly what she just did. Mm-hmm. How scary is that? For you,
it's
your
terrifying.
Three daughters? You know what I'm saying?
It's so terrifying. Like, I literally just left voting. Just left it 2 minutes ago, and I was dropping my oldest off at school when we were listening to this, and I was like, oh, my God.
Like, don't listen to anything she's saying.
Yeah, my daughter's, she's 15, and she's looking at me with, like, the stink eye, like, oh, my God, like, what is wrong with her?
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, no, you don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. And she was asking me, she's like, well, what do you do if you don't know the person? And I'm like, well, then you vote within your party. You try to make the best informed decision that you can.
See, at least this opened up a conversation between you and your daughter. So I'm happy about that's the silver lining with Stacey's call.
Right.
Rachel, thank you so much for voting this morning, listening to the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.